Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation. I am Sunil Rao here, and today I will share yet another tale from this monumental book, the Panchatantra. Tradition ascribes this fabulous work to Vishnu Sharma. One of the meanings, amongst many, being preserver of bliss. Faced with the challenge of educating three unlettered princes to awaken their intelligence, Vishnu Sharma evolved a unique pedagogy, for his aim was to teach the princes how to think, not what to think. Before we embark on this wonderful journey, and before I draw your attention to some of these important words, I would suggest that you can buy your copy of Panchatantra, if you don't have one, from any of the bookstores near you or via any online portal selling these books, or if you can read the text while listening to the podcast, and if you see a link, you can click on that and purchase it as well. Now, I want to draw your attention to these wise words of a storyteller, which I have extracted from yet another monumental work, which has been inspired from none other than the Panchatantra. The extract. My stories require, at this stage, no extra commentary, imaginings, or guesswork by you, me, or anyone else. The very worst would be that of moralizing. To explain away is to forget. Thus, let the stories which you can remember do their own work. By their very diversity, familiarize yourself with them. This work, titled Kalila Vadimna, is wonderfully put together with a wonderful English. It's an amalgamation of various stories spread out, which Ramsay Wood, the author of this current work, has put together. An excellent job at that. You can also pick up your copy via any online portal if it's available. It's a wonderful read. You'll enjoy thoroughly, and very simply written with rich language. Anyways, without getting too much into this, remembering these words, we move on to the tale. The tale titled The Snake in the Prince's Belly. In a certain city, there ruled a king named Shining Power, whose son wasted away every limb because a snake had made his belly its home in place of an anthill. Overcome by acute depression, the prince decided to leave home and go to some distant land. He made his home in a great temple in one of the cities of the kingdom he came to and lived by begging for alms. The ruler of that kingdom, King Bounteous, had two daughters who had just entered womanhood. One of them approached the king each morning, and bowing at his feet, greeted him with, "May His Majesty be ever victorious, while the other simply said, "Enjoy your deserts, Your Majesty." This greeting finally angered the king so much that he summoned his ministers one day and said, "Honorable counselors, take this princess away, for her words grate on my ears. Marry her to some foreigner and let her enjoy her just deserts." Exercising in the royal whim, the ministers took the princess, waited upon by a mere handful of attendants, to the temple where the unfortunate prince had taken sanctuary, and they gave the princess in marriage to him. The princess joyously accepted the ailing prince as her husband and looked upon him as a god. She accompanied him to another country. There, in one of the great cities, they found a dwelling house situated at the edge of a large pond. Leaving her husband in charge of the house, the princess, accompanied by her maids, went to the market to buy butter and oil, salt, spices and rice and other necessary household supplies. When the prince returned with the maids after completing all her shopping, what did she see? But the prince fast asleep, with his head resting against an anthill. And from his mouth emerged the hood head of a snake, taking the air. Likewise, another snake had emerged from the anthill and was taking the air. As the two snakes confronted each other, their eyes reddened with anger. The snake that had emerged from the anthill was the first to speak. "Oh, you vile creature, how can you torment this prince, who is so perfectly handsome, in this cruel manner?" The snake, standing within the prince's mouth, hissed furiously and said, "Vile creature yourself, how can you defile those two pots filled with magic drink that are hidden within the anthill?" And so the two snakes, lashing out at each other, revealed each other's secrets. The anthill snake continued, "Oh, you vile creature, do you really believe that nobody knows the simple remedy by which you can be destroyed? That by drinking a decoction of black mustard seeds, you can be easily killed?" The snake in the prince's belly angrily hissed back, "And you believe that nobody knows the way to get rid of you? Why, by pouring boiling water into the anthill, you can be destroyed." The princess had been listening to all this. Concealed behind some bushes, now did exactly as the angry exchange between the two snakes had conveyed to her. Following the treatments that she had overheard when the snakes revealed their mutual weak points, she restored her husband to sound health and also gained great prosperity. She then set out towards her native land, where she was joyously welcomed and honored by her parents and kinsfolk. There she lived happily ever after, with the prince enjoying all the pleasures allotted to her by destiny. Here ends our tale. Yet again, I draw your attention, my listeners, to this wonderful thing on attention. Our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Why, attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about, seeking ways to assuage the craving, and instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly, we feed the hunger blindly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life, and we become freer in our action and choice. And that, my friends, is exactly what I hope that we will, in the due course, and as we keep going ahead, figure out for ourselves. So I thank you very much for taking your time out and listening to the podcast. And if you are listening to it and have not been able to subscribe, do subscribe to it and leave your reviews. And once again, I thank you very much. Have a good day.